I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Everybody, I missed you guys so much. Thank you for taking care of me last week and filling in. We're back with a fury this week.
Yes,
it is
we
the
are.
Season 3 premiere. So much happened in this episode, including a ton of ADR, which we'll explain what that is later. But first things first, Haley came home the night of the fire, which Dan somehow survived.
He's like a cockroach.
Honestly, like Dan is so devious. 3 months have passed. Nathan ended up going to High Flyers. He still doesn't know if he can trust Haley again. Brooke moves into Nathan and Haley's old apartment, which is my favorite set. Like, I love hanging out in that set. I love that they never made us give it up. We just rotated it. Peyton is still emotionally struggling over what now? Like, what now? Her birth mother, and then Brooke and Lucas start casually dating. Were they dating though? Like, ooh, I don't know. The whole, yeah, the whole like friends with benefit thing in the early 2000s was weird because it was like kind of this like girl power movement of we're not going to be your girlfriend. We're just going to kiss anybody because we can be like boys.
I feel like we got kind of hoodwinked on that.
Yeah, we did. I think we got duped.
Yeah.
I feel like guy made this up and said it was our idea.
You know what it is? The same guy, you know how like Victoria's Secret, when they started doing like all the angel like fashion shows, we were told like, oh, this is girl power. Love your body. And then we find out all these years later, it was like super misogynistic and just dudes.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the movement. They're like, tits up, girls. Tits up.
Oh my God.
Just kiss them.
It's interesting. I will say, as much as I'm like meh on the idea, what I did like is that the director of this episode, Greg Prange, who was, you know, our on-site producer who knew us all really well, he did like to lean into what more was going on with the characters than was on the page.
Yeah.
Because he was present for every single episode.
Yeah.
And so
cared about these characters. I know
really
he did.
He really did. And I liked that he offered me space as an actor to say the lines. Mm-hmm. We're going to be casual and whatever. But then to show that it was a defense mechanism.
Of course.
Yeah.
Brooke was testing Lucas to see if he would play by her rules and keep showing up and sort of earn her trust. And I'm glad we had someone familiar to do that with, because otherwise I think it would have just felt icky.
Well, they would have wanted you to make it like sexy, and it's not. It's, you're totally right when you say it's a defense mechanism. It's how far can I push you and you'll keep your promise to support me and be your, you know, be my guy.
Which Brooke needs after what she's been through with the last few guys and with Lucas also. Like, she needs to be able to push a little bit and know that he's not just going to blow away with the wind.
Yeah.
Brooke also came back like Sabrina from Paris with these bangs that I loved so much.
I
love
these
bangs.
Too.
When was the last time
the
you
bangs
had
are
bangs?
Magic.
Wait, have you done this again, Sophia?
Yeah, I cut bangs.
Since then?
God, I can't remember if it was like just after my 30th birthday.
I can't believe you didn't cut pandemic bangs. Everybody on the planet cut pandemic bangs. Mm. And you're so good with them.
I really do enjoy them, but y'all, I have a cowlick. And so unless I blow dry them out, like they go in two directions. So I've learned that bangs are a bit high maintenance for me, but man, did I like these bangs. And I feel vindicated that all the ladies are in support because I got yelled at when I cut these bangs by our boss. It was a real dick.
No.
Oh, yeah. And all these years later, I think they stand the test of time. So he can write off. My bangs were great.
You can just write the off.
He can just write off. Sorry, everyone at home. We're spicy tonight.
It's so
we're
late.
Spicy. I have my spicy tequila tonight.
Yeah, we're doing an evening podcast. We're all happily charged.
Wait, I wonder if fans can tell the difference when we do early morning podcasts versus like late night podcasts. Like, we should let them guess from now on, like morning or night.
Yeah.
Morning or
night. We should take a poll. Every week, we should actually do a poll. That would be so
on stories?
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Was it morning or night? Yeah. I love it.
Can't tell. Like, you know who else had a great haircut? This episode is a drunk history edition.
Are we going to do
100%?
Are we going to do a drunk OTH history
where we
have to tell the story of what happened all season long, but like,
oh my God.
Like when you and I did Les Mis in 4 minutes or something.
Yes.
Yes. We're going to do a sloppy recap of season 2. I really, really like season 3. I have, anytime the fans ask us what season's our favorite, historically, for me, it's 3 because I love Cheryl Lee. I love Kevin Kilner, who shows up in this episode. Like, I don't love crying all the time, but geez, I got to work with people I loved, and we all looked so fucking cute this season. Like, Joy,
you and your little haircut.
Everybody's hair was so good.
Everybody's got a great bra on and tank tops.
What was that bra? Because it was the same one. Guys, it had such a specific front cut.
Yeah.
Like, so I know it was. And Joy, you're the one who spotted it. You were like, we're wearing the same bra. Mm-hmm. And
that's a perky bra. I don't know what it is, but yeah, I want it.
It probably comes from the the terrible era of Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, it's the Friends with Benefit bra. That's what it is.
It has bra. To.
Yeah. Well, where else was there to shop for bra? There were really no alternatives at that time.
Especially not
anyway.
In, you know, Wilmington.
Not like, in that part of town.
We had the one Victoria's Secret at the mall. That was it.
That was it. I know. But everybody did look really good. We looked cute. We were covering the bases of, oh my God, like you had the, Sophia, you had like the Sandra Bullock thing going on.
Oh my God,
you had
yes.
Meg Ryan, and I'm going to climb into Julia Roberts territory because you never know when my hair is going to go curly.
Oh, yes.
And I think we had this sort of like rom-com queen trifecta happening in the season three. I'm excited about seeing the rest of
I'm really excited. You know what too? This is when the like hocus pocus, not Hocus Pocus. What am I thinking of? Practical Magic, Hill.
Oh,
this is when
baby.
The Practical Magic thing started for us. When people were like, you guys should do Bullock and Kidman.
Oh my God.
I think, Joy, you just nailed it. I think it's the haircuts this season.
Who was our costumer this year? I can't even remember.
I don't know.
But we had somebody different come in.
Was it a guy? Oh no,
he was season four.
Oh.
I feel like there were some changings of the guard between two and three, and you can see all of us feel like more comfortable. Like I can tell.
I'm uncomfortable in those orange pants for myself now.
You looked cute in those orange pants. But listen, I'm telling you, this episode
was the top of those pants?
Was all tank tops all the time. Except for Nathan, who's not wearing a shirt at all the whole episode.
That's a good wardrobe choice for him, though.
We should tell James. Be like, hey, we made an executive decision for you. Just don't wear shirts.
As your coworkers.
It's a good choice.
As your friends, we'd like to tell you, we have an opinion.
I just love, okay, so do you guys remember when we were filming this whole, like, who killed Dan thing?
Yeah.
How obsessed our bosses were about creating the same kind of energy around our show that show Dallas had about like who shot JR. Oh my gosh, Hillary, I forgot about that. They were obsessed with it.
They would never stop talking about it.
And by the way,
it worked.
It sort of. I mean, it literally could have been anyone except you or me. Because in the end montage of the show, they show every single character on our show angry at Dan, except for Brooke and Peyton. We're crying about other shit. You guys are all trying to kill Dan. It did feel like an episode of Clue. It was like, it was Haley in the library with a candlestick. You know?
That's what the 40s episode should have been. Clue.
Oh my God, it should have been Clue.
It's not too late, Joy. It's not too late.
What if we did One Tree Hill Clue the movie?
Yes. But wait, choose
your own adventure?
Yeah, 100%.
By the end of the series, Dan is dead. So who would be like the next victim on the show? If we're going to do One Tree Hill Clue, who dies next?
Okay, who's the next victim after Dan? Rachel, but she's not around yet. Who else? Who's the bad guy?
I don't know. There's
no other villain. He's the only villain.
I mean,
I guess Deb maybe would go next.
Oh, it would be such a shame.
It would be. But I don't know. Like, she's the only one that seems to have that, like, she could go bad if
she
wanted
to. But why does it have to be a main character? What if somebody dies in Tree Hill and then the rest of us have to investigate and prove our innocence? That's more fun.
I didn't do it, guys. I didn't do it.
It wasn't me.
I like that.
I've been on a webcam this whole time.
It's being watched by Watch Me Watch You, which we didn't revisit in this episode. And I kind of wish they had, just to recap and remind us that there was something creepy going on. Because that was a weird mislead in the end of last season.
It was very strange. And also, they made such a big deal out of it. Even in the beginning of the episode where Peyton and Lucas are having this moment where they're becoming like real friends again. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I've been getting these creepy emails. And I'm like, first of all, they're on AIM. And second of all, we're never going to talk about them again.
No.
So like, you confide in him about it and then they disappear, which feels strange.
It feels not like a 16-year-old girl, because what I can tell you, having been a 16-year-old girl, is that when we're weirded out about something, we talk about it all the fucking time. Like, we don't just, like, drop it and then walk away.
No, it's so high school.
Yeah, you fixate on it.
Yeah.
What I will say, though, is that Peyton lives in this world of Watch Me Watch You for a while, like, for a couple seasons.
Yeah.
And
really?
I... I'm so paranoid anytime I stay in a hotel room or like an Airbnb or something that there are cameras everywhere. Like the seed was planted.
Oh, I always check in the vents.
Like there's a hole in the
wall. Like the air conditioning vents. I check every vent.
Do you know there's an app on your phone that can scan for hidden cameras?
What?
Because I do. Because Peyton Sawyer traumatized me. So now I'm just out there scanning every room I go into. Watch me while you.
I need this.
I'm into it. I think it's smart. I think everybody should do it.
That should be the name of the app. Watch me, watch you.
Watch you. I see you, you pervert. I see you.
See you. Stop me from watching you.
You're sick.
Creeps. You know what else was creepy in this episode is that face in Peyton's bedroom that they kept shining a light on.
Yeah. Why did that face get a feature light? It's not right.
It was a sculpture? What was it?
We're in season 3 and Joy is like, what is that thing on your desk? And I'm just like, baby, that's been there since the pilot. It was like a dummy head. It was literally like a mannequin head, but the hair part had been removed. And so there was like pencils in it. Like it was like a pencil holder on the desk. And of course, that's the thing they spotlight. And it's so.
But it's like so Lucas is having this weird, really sincere. He's really trying to talk to you. And all I can see behind him is this strange.
Like a boogeyman
face
head.
Sculpture.
Also, I must say, there. You can tell when something gets highlighted and when it doesn't. And in this episode, that head and that like D23, whatever that poster was.
Yeah, D12.
It's like
the M&M thing.
Yeah, they were like characters in the show. Why were they so
central? Here's what I think. If you notice, everyone's wearing a white tank top in this episode. People's hair rarely changes. And we are constantly in front of the same backgrounds. I think we block shot the shit out of this episode because they spent so much time on the fire. Like there were certain things we had to spend a ton of time on. And so the other stuff, like the scene work, I think we block shot it. I don't know if we've explained block shooting to people at home, but
somebody explain it. Tell them what it is.
Tell them what it is, Hillary.
Fuck, no, guys, you're the directors. I'm just the bitchy actress.
Block shooting is when you take everything that's in one location in the whole episode and you film it all at one time. Or if there's
in directions.
In the directions so that you're facing. I actually feel like we've explained this on the show before, but I can't remember. So you just face the same direction and everybody who's in that scene. Or in scenes in that episode in that location will file in and do their scene in that direction. So everybody's there all day long just waiting for their direction to be up. So you face the window, then you turn around and face the other side. And then sometimes it's four ways and then a wide shot. So it can be quite complicated. And sometimes in order to avoid the cameras having to move all day long, all the way around the room, around the room, around the room, around the room, they just stay in one place for 4 hours and then move again and stay in that place for another 4 or 5 hours. And then,
It's not the best way to do it. I mean, it's not. It's a super big time saver, you know, but you can also tell too, like, you're not moving. Other thing I noticed,
to lose their minds a little bit.
All my scenes, Peyton doesn't look at anybody. It's like Chad over my shoulder. Or Kevin Kilner over my shoulder.
Because when you have things away,
it's two actors looking in the same direction. So you only need to set up the camera once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were saving tons of time so that fire would be the most epic fire that ever fired.
There were a lot of concert shots in that fire.
I remember driving out there that night, Hill.
We were so pumped. The buildup. Yeah. Of this fire. It was like, guys, you're never going to see anything like it ever again in the history of your careers.
There's going to be an explosion. And we were like, okay. I also just remember being amped to stand in that parking lot because we were like, there's something to do.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. There was just something to do other than go to Deluxe or go to the movie theater. And we were thrilled.
Blowing stuff up. We were in the parking lot of the Independence Mall. What is that? Mm-hmm. What road is that on? Eastwood? I can't remember anymore. But it, you know, it's like
North South Road, the big one.
It's the road with the freaking Victoria's Secret Mall.
Yeah.
Hot Topic, Victoria's Secret. What other stores? PacSun.
There was Macy's. A wet seal in that mall.
We had everything. We were living the dream, blowing stuff up in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. I remember us sitting in our cars being like, ooh, this is going to be the coolest thing ever. And everyone made it sound like it was going to be so dangerous. And looking back at it now, I'm like, it's a fire. Like,
it's a building on fire.
It's a building on fire.
Were and we super controlled, so it felt still felt safe, I guess.
Were we worried about Dan? Like, did anyone really think Dan was going to die besides Deb?
No.
I mean, it's awfully hard to be worried about Dan since we know what happens. It's kind of like, you know what happens with the Titanic. But, like, no one's surprised at the end
Dan
of the movie.
The iceberg?
But you're heartbroken. Dan is an iceberg, guys. That feels right. He really is.
The iceberg's not going anywhere.
Yeah, an iceberg's not moving for you. But I will say, I do think at the time when the show was airing, people really did wonder if he was going to die.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so, too. It was a big deal. It was a big whodunit, like who, what's going to happen. I think they did splashes on at Entertainment Weekly on it. I think it was kind of all over all the little pop culture spots, like what's going to happen to Dan.
And you can tell even in the way that it was written, you know, where the firefighter says something to Barbara, you know, to Deb. And she says, my husband was inside. And he goes, they didn't tell you? Hold on, Captain. And you think, oh, somebody's coming to do a death notification. And then he comes around the side of that ambulance, sucking on an oxygen mask, and he realizes nobody's happy to see him.
What did you say he was like, Hillary?
Well, he looks like Hannibal Lecter with, like, the mask on because he's being so creepy. But he also looks like another Wilmington icon, Dennis Hopper in Blue Velvet, sucking on that oxygen mask.
Yeah.
Just Creepsville.
Yeah. I was really fascinated by the scene with Dan in the confessional because it's the first time we've ever seen him behaving genuinely sincere. Well, I guess he's sincerely awful, but in being sincere about his place in the existential climate, the existential world, where does he belong? The first time he's really, you know, being vulnerable without anyone present who he might get something from. Unless he's like literally trying, I guess, because he does ask, can I get forgiveness for something I haven't done already? So is he trying to gaslight God? is this Dan's final
move? He doesn't really want forgiveness, I don't think. Like,
right. But why is he bothering to go to the confessional? That's a really interesting choice to make for a person, to go to a confessional seeking genuine forgiveness, feeling some kind of genuine repentance, and yet also wanting to get away with something, like seeing if God's going to let you get away with something.
Yeah.
I think that's so interesting.
I mean, there's a part of me that thinks Dan gets his kicks seeing what he can get away with. And so going in and basically admitting that you're going to do something bad.
Yeah.
And now you've got this pastor, you know, privilege of, are you going to tell on me? What are you going to do about it? You know, like if he can pull one over on an institution that is supposed to be, I don't know, the like utmost respect, it shows you just how very low he is. But like in all seriousness, does someone just sit there all day? And, like, you can walk in at any time? I don't know what the rules are.
Do they not have hours? How does that work?
Yeah. You have to make an appointment?
My mom grew up Catholic. I should ask her.
Mom, text your mom.
I think they do have hours.
Is it only Catholic churches that have confessional, or is it other
Yes.
ones?
It's only Catholic. Yeah. And it's private. It was a beautifully shot scene. I thought that was really pretty.
I liked how it was edited because
me too.
We're coming back after, you know, a couple months. And it reminds the audience of every single person that Dan has hurt. And I'd forgotten that he pissed off Whitey. And, you forget, like, oh, wow.
But
it
he
really
assaulted
is
Karen.
Karen threw a chair through a window. She was so mad. Yeah.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order. Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Oh boy. Well, when I moved to Nashville, the first thing I did was get on Wayfair and get one of them professional accounts so that I could order everything. Because let me tell you how many things in my house are from Wayfair. So many things. And it's so fun. There's so many options. It's whimsical. If you need modern, if you need old, they have everything.
I love that I can put all the things I need in my shopping cart and then see them all together. And it's just, you can see what the whole room's going to look like. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home, from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor.
And starting May 4th, you can get up to 80% off site-wide during Way Day, which is their biggest sale of the year. Did you also know they have like a digital room designer on their website? You can put things in your cart and then add them into this fake version of your house, and you can look at the things that you want in your house and see what it looks like. It's amazing. The selection is huge.
Obsessed.
It's their biggest sale of the year. As we said, you can find everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedroom, and more. Huge selection. Home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art, and it's all on sale.
Wayfair has something for every home, no matter your style or your budget. So preview the Wayday deals and start filling up your cart today. Don't miss Wayfair's biggest sale of the year to get everything for your home. Wayday runs from May 4th through the 6th. Head to wayfair.com now to preview the deals and start filling your cart. That is WAYFAIR.com. I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it, so do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
But Paul is so good at going back and forth between the sincere and the evil.
Yeah.
I mean, when Deb comes up to him and he's got amnesia, so, you know, so-called amnesia, and he can't remember, and he's being so genuine with her. And I really thought for a moment, like, oh my gosh, maybe this amnesia really, really changed him. How does he do it every time he gets us?
Yeah, he really does. Good.
Well, because the audience, you know, they're like, surely at some point, is this it? No, this isn't it. Is this it? No. How long can it go on before the audience is like, it's never happening? Never.
But it's really playing on our emotions. Think about real life. Think about the people in your life that you know who are like that, and you still keep thinking, maybe this is the moment. Maybe this time they're going to change. We do it all the
time. Joy, this is why there's 8 million memes out there about, like, set your boundaries, walk away. Like,
exactly.
I see these Instagram posts. I like them. Dan's crazy, but Deb also is, you know, like, making her gin comments. Did she finish up pill rehab and now she's drinking? Yep. Is that what's happening?
She did, but you're not supposed to do that. Yeah. You're not supposed to, like, drink after you go to rehab for pills.
Yeah, that feels a little.
Again, I don't know what the rules are. Sober is
sober. I don't either.
What are rules?
I think sober is sober. I think you're supposed to not do that. So, yeah, she's making these comments and
she's hip and she turned Karen's into a cyber.
Yeah. Cafe. Yeah. I wonder if maybe she's making, because she goes to get coffee, but she's making jokes about gin. Is she making fun of herself, but it's just not very good writing?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think I understand it.
We still don't know who actually lit the fire, and I think it was her.
I think it
even
was
though her. They're alluding to that it was Lucas, mm-mm. I think you're right. Somebody, which one of you said Lucas? Oh, Hillary. You said Lucas saves Dan, pulls him out of the fire. I think that was it.
And the giveaway that Lucas saves Dan is that he has the burnt card. So Lucas was in that dealership when it was already on fire.
Right.
Yes.
But why would you save someone's life and take the card that...
ties you to the crime scene.
Because I think he's trying to protect whoever did it. Because to Lucas, he doesn't know if it was Keith. He doesn't know if it was Nathan. He doesn't know, like, if it was his mother or Andy, you know? Lucas is trying to protect whoever actually did it because he knows that those repercussions are bad.
Yeah.
Well, and it's smart, too, because the way they set up the Deb and Nathan of it all, Nathan comes in and she says, I've been here alone all night, which sounds ridiculous. Uh-huh. And like she's trying to establish an alibi. But where was Nathan? Because it could have been. So they start playing tricks on you where you're like, well, it could have been her. Or if she was home, it could have been him. And she says, we're getting out. And he says, I know we are. Is it because he's making sure they are? Like they did a good job establishing the question.
Did your husband just walk by with his shirt undone?
He just brought me a glass of wine.
Sup, dude?
He has a shirt on under that.
Oh,
shirt.
All right.
The top shirt is unbuttoned.
Sophia's fiance, Grant, is so, I have to say, he's like become the wine connoisseur. I think over the pandemic, right? He became a wine connoisseur.
He was really into wine even before, but Yeah, he's now made it like his actual but work, it's all which is organic. So nice for me.
Yeah.
Yes. But it's all like organic, biodiverse.
Biodynamic.
Like,
what's it
biodynamic. Can I just tell you, I went over to Soph's house and we sat and had dinner and I drank way more wine than I usually do. Uh-huh. I usually stop at a glass and a half because I have to drive home, or I also just don't like the way I feel in the morning after drinking wine. I have a headache. I feel awful. So it's not worth it to me anymore. So a glass and a half is usually my limit. I definitely went over that. And I tell you, I woke up the next morning and felt fine.
Yeah.
Fine. Yeah. There's nothing.
Magic.
And I said, what is this magic? And it's because they're all organic wines.
Yeah. Because it's not wine that makes you feel bad. It's the creepy additives that they're allowed to put in it. Grant explained it to me this way, which I thought was such a good way to understand it, is that they've basically made wine into Coca-Cola. Like they want it to taste, they want every bottle to taste the same every time. And wine is alive. That's not how it works.
Interesting. You know, like,
and so when you drink completely organic, natural wine, biodynamic wine that doesn't have 81 legally allowed additives in it, like most of the wine that comes off a shelf. Yeah. You're like, he'll run wine tastings for people over here.
Okay.
And be like, we'll start with a white and then go to an orange and then we'll do a light red and then we'll do a red. And everyone's like, what's happening? And everybody the next day is like, I don't have a headache. I feel great.
That sounds so nice.
Like, yeah, because you didn't get poisoned. You just had a nice dinner.
Yeah, we got to send you. We got to sign up for good. What is it? Good wine.
Drink good wine.
Drink good wine club. Okay, that's I signed up. So I'm shamelessly plugging your fiance,
thank you.
Grant's
it's very fun
business.
And
we need the wine suitcase with Drama Queens right on the front.
Yeah, we need a wine suitcase, and we'll just cart it around with us when we take this show on the road, folks.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you know who really needed a glass of wine in this episode was Haley.
Oh my God.
Joy, the work you had to do in this episode. Honey.
But that beautiful scene between you guys when you come in and you ask him if he's awake. You guys, God, that scene was so good.
The kissing? I cried.
It hurt. It made me teary. It hurt.
I remember filming that. And it's one of those things where the muscle memory, the visceral muscle memory of filming it came rushing back to me.
Wow.
And because we spent a long time in that room that day.
Yeah.
Maybe we blocked
a lot of scenes
shot.
In there.
Yeah.
But we spent a lot of time in that room. And James and I had not done any scenes like that before. Mm-hmm. We had the one in the at the concert backstage, mm-hmm. which was really just me giving a speech, and then he leaves. So the back and forth, the combative, like being a married couple struggling, James and I had not done anything like that. Also, James was very aloof, and he still is. He's a very aloof guy.
Yeah.
It's one of the great things he has going for him too, you know. But
he has a good poker face.
Totally.
Yeah.
And so I'm a musical theater kid. I'm like, na-na-na-na, like, you know, I'll
do these are my feelings. Like,
what do I have to
you
do
want
to make
all,
you
You want
like
all
me?
My feelings on a platter right here? I'll give them to you.
Yeah. And James was always so poker-faced. And so I never knew whether he liked me or not. And I really wanted him to like me, just like as a friend. Like, I just wanted to know that he like liked me as a person.
Approval.
And that I wasn't hopelessly annoying to him. And so that was always... that was always going on in the back of my mind. So I remember when we filmed these scenes... It was actually particularly painful for me to have him rejecting me.
Oh, no. Joy.
Yeah, because it tapped into a very real fear. You were like, he doesn't like me. And in this scene, he's behaving like he doesn't like me. Oh, no. It's so
Isn't
painful.
Isn't that funny?
Wow.
No, but I totally get it. Because we do work in this world where, like I would say most of the people that we work with are incredibly like, hey, let's be best friends. It's like puppies, right? It's like, let's just like, you know, get in a pile and cuddle and tell each other all our deep dark secrets. And because James is not like that, like James is very sure of who he is and he doesn't need to project. And he's like, he's just different. There's a yeah. calmness to him mm-hmm. where he didn't need the same validation that we did. And yeah, I felt the same thing, Joy, because I was always like, well, why don't you want to share like secrets? Like, why aren't we?
Yeah. Totally. Tell me your feelings.
Just chill.
We got into an elevator in Paris. I got an elevator with him and my au pair who had come out to watch Maria. And we all got an elevator together. He gets off the elevator and my au pair, who's German, and you know, they're very stoic. He gets off the elevator and she's like, he's calm.
Yes. Wow, we're frantic wow. people. We are. We're yeah. frantic.
I think that was also why he had such a good grounding energy for all of us. Because you're right. That desire to puppy pile that you talk about, it's like, it's summer camp. It's camp friends. It's
yeah.
like,
yeah.
we're in this cabin and we're going to be friends forever.
Forever.
And by
blood
next week,
oath.
You're going to know everything about me. And James yeah. was always, he would look at us. You know what he reminds me of? It's like the rancher who watches all the baby horses run around. Like James was our wrangler.
Yellowstone. James was in Yellowstone. We were on One Tree Hill.
By the way, he should absolutely be on Yellowstone. He should be on that show. Yeah. But he yeah. was just very much like, all right, you psychos, run around till you're tired and then I'll feed you. Right. And we were like, okay. Like that's who he is. And he still is. It's like we got to, you know what? The moral of the story is we need to buy James a cowboy hat.
Yeah,
I'm down for that.
We'll just send it to him with no note. Just
he made smart choices too, because he was like, I have my real friends. They're my friends from home. I have my mm-hmm. little brother. And that was something that it took me a very long time to learn in our business, is like a boundary is important. And keeping your mm-hmm. home and your work life separate is a very important tool. And James somehow mm-hmm. figured yeah. that out as a child. So yeah. kudos to him, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. I wish I'd known that really, sooner.
Really nailed it. But God, isn't that funny? I've had that joy, that thing you talk about. Like, Hillary, I even remember having it with you.
Yeah,
like,
I'm a psycho, Sophia. Oh. I was totally standoffish and weird on our show.
Like, yeah, well, but you went in phases yeah. because, and then it was phases, weird for me. Yeah. Like, even inside of our friendship, like, we'd be doing these scenes where, you know, we get to the point where Brooke and Peyton are fighting, and I'm like, it feels personal though. Like
it's not
it's
real.
On the script, but I feel uncomfortable in the scene, and it's really it's breaking my real heart, not my Brooke heart. Help me.
Do you guys like, do that? I take it personally always.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah.
Dude, even like
there's I have to remind myself to not yeah. take it personally. It's okay. It's okay.
Well, because it feels real. Our job is to make the feelings on the page real. And I think when you finally learn that that can emotionally make you feel crazy, yeah. you learn coping skills. But like, God, there were days when we were shooting up in Toronto where like Jason and I would be battling yeah. in these scenes. And then we'd finish the scene and I'd be like, Jason Isaacs, it's me, Sophia. Hug me. I need you to hug me.
Yeah.
You know, and he'd be, and then, you know, he'd be in his sweet little British accent like, oh, darling. And I was like, darling. I just need to remember in my body that it's not real.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I love asking for that.
Remember in yeah, my body.
But we that didn't know sense. To do that when we were doing our show. Like, no, you would have never said to James, this has made me very uncomfortable. Could you hug me because you're my friend? Like, you would have never.
Would you please let me know that you don't hate me?
Hold me. Hold me, James.
He Give would have been like, sure, I don't hate you.
Oh, my, 100%. I don't hate you. And he would have rolled his eyes when he said it. And he'd be like, but you look like you do.
But you look like you hate me.
Oh, God.
It's like, why? I mean, maybe that's an artist thing. Since I was young, I remember always being so paranoid, terrified. Every room I walked into that nobody yeah. liked me.
Yeah.
For no reason. Yeah.
Does that ever go away?
I don't know.
I still feel that way constantly.
Like, me too.
I go to the grocery store and talk to a checkout woman for too long and like, you know, ask her about where she got her nails done. And also, I like your hair, and leave feeling like, oh no, oh no, I messed up. Like she's going to yeah. think mm. I'm a psycho. And then yeah. I'm like going to wait for her outside in the parking lot. You know, like.
On the way out, you're like, by the way, not single white female. Just think you're awesome. I'm yeah, sorry. Why did I say that? Like,
yeah. Cool. Can I have your number? You know,
like, and then it becomes friend? The, it's the weird vacillating between really being sincere and just like, I like you. I think you're cool. Blah, blah, blah. And also the thing of perpetuating this. Do you like me? Do you like me? And then people who are good at detecting bullshit. I've definitely encountered some of those people when I'm in a spin and I'm feeling like I need people to like me and they just are not having it. Not because they don't like me, but because they're not interested in my need for them to like me. Yes. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes.
They can tell that everything that I'm doing is not really because I'm interested in them. It's because I am trying to get some kind of reaction out of them to feed myself.
Okay, that is some major therapy growth right there. Can we just, I have a desire to like snap for that. Like, that's a big fucking deal.
Please.
When you're like, this is triggering my need for validation. Understood. That's some serious grown-up lady growth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we
have to acknowledge when that happens?
Yeah.
Like, am I doing this really for you or is this really just all about me? And I need to just like allow you to have whatever feelings you're having, whether you like me or not. And just, I can share my feelings for you genuinely and then walk away. But I don't need to perpetuate this like song and dance to make sure that you like me. And then I can walk away being like, okay, another person likes me. Good. Check that off the list.
Yeah. What is the worst?
It's tough.
What is the worst like fake fight you've had on a job where you have been like scared it's real? Like, because our show, we were babies. And so we didn't know how to separate fact and fiction very well. But
yeah,
like I played a mistress on a TV show that Toni Collette was the lead in. And her husband was Tate Donovan. And so I was supposed to be having this affair with Tate Donovan. And I was so excited to work with Toni Collette. And she was just like, I'm going to need you to stay away from me. And she was so lovely, but like very professional, but also like, we can't be girlfriends. And I just remember being like, oh no, I've come off so hyper. I've come off like the mistress, you know, because like my character had to apologize to her and be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. You're such an awesome woman. And I didn't know. And like, I'm like, oh no, I'm perpetuating this in real life because I'm like, I think you're so cool and I like your hair and also your shoes are really pretty today. You know, like that was the weirdest I've ever felt professionally because like, no, I swear I'm a normal person. I swear. I'm just playing a whore.
Oh my God. I don't know. I'm really trying to think of... I don't know.
I mean, maybe I'm just thinking about it because I literally was just talking about it. But when we had that fight on the front lawn of Peyton's house.
Oof. That like, one hurt.
That f***ed me up for a bit.
Me too.
Like, I didn't feel okay.
No.
And I think we both were like wounded and then didn't want to say it, but could see it on each other's faces.
Well, no, so we just Sophia, kind of like. You were literally wounded. I cracked your skull. Like, you had to go to the hospital.
We had a moment. I was like, something is wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It felt, it just felt so awful.
We tapped into something like dark.
Yeah, to like girl wounds.
Yeah.
To like the betrayal of the, you know, the first best friend betrayal you ever go through or whatever. And it just felt big and painful. And it was 2005 and no one was in therapy yet. So it was really hard to deal with.
That was a rough one.
That's right. That we didn't have better help back then.
No, we had no like mental health leaders on Instagram sharing inspiring infographics in your morning feed.
Wouldn't that have been amazing? Can you imagine if they had actually just made like Beth Crookham maybe like, or somebody kind of like her who is just 10 years older than us. So still young and cool, but like clearly had her shit together. Just made someone like that our like a guidance counselor on
set. A check-in?
Why didn't we have a guidance counselor? Especially because there were so many big things we were going through and people treated us like grownups, but we were kids. And so then we were like, well, we can't admit that we feel like kids because we're supposed to be the grown, we're, you know, employees, like we're supposed to have it all together. So we just like fumbled around for years. Dumb.
Do you think that in other professions, which none of us can really know because we don't do anything else, but I wonder if this is, you know, we think this is an extraordinary problem just for actors, but maybe in other professions, other people feel, especially young people coming out of college or going, you know, going into new jobs or internships,
Yeah. I mean, I wonder if kind of the pressure's the same everywhere. Except for the public notoriety. Like, that's something else.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. I think the pressure is very similar. I think the pressure of public notoriety is hard. And I also think the utter lack of boundaries in film and television. Like,
yeah,
when you go to work at an office, you're doing spreadsheets. You're not doing like emotional scenes where you're fighting your best friend whose parent has died. Like, that's not in the wheelhouse.
Take your clothes off. You look good in that bathing suit.
Yeah, like that's not in the wheelhouse of a typical 9-to-5. Not to say people don't get pushed around and harassed and all the things, but you're not emotionally manipulating yourself in a group for your job with no guidance or help. Like, so I do feel like
I've got a lot of friends that work in healthcare and they do emotionally manipulate themselves because they have to compartmentalize in a way that we had to, where it's like feelings, I can control these things.
Well, yeah. How do you witness suffering every day and do your job? If you're a doctor, if you're a nurse, if you work in a hospital, you get real good at disassociating, which
as a professional
for any of us.
The suffering person has to look at you and see a stable person. They can't see you breaking down.
Well, to that extent, you can say hairdressers have to do the same thing. You know, so it's like you can find glimmers of this of that same thread.
Yeah, like shadows of it.
When you are taking care of other people, you are not allowed to authentically feel your feelings. And so especially when you're a young person, it gets, you know, sloppy. It gets sloppy. And so I think the nicest thing we can do is say, hey, your 20s are real sloppy. I sure love you anyway. 30s and 40s get way better, kids.
They get so fun. Want to learn some of the stuff we learned? We'll pass it on to you. And we'll also give you a discount for therapy. You're welcome.
That's right.
You know? Okay.
Please cut to the ad right now.
Oh, my God. Good. That's... It's the best transition I've ever done. There's my directing hat. Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like, I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
So therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. Yeah. I've had plenty of times in my life and seasons where I have needed a safe space where I could just know that there was no judgment. I could just sort of dump out whatever I was thinking. And sometimes even just hearing myself say things out loud made it easier to go, wait a second, actually, I don't believe that. Why am I carrying that narrative around in my brain? But it doesn't always feel easy to say that kind of stuff to friends or people you're in relationship with. So I love therapy for that reason and many more.
I do too. I totally agree, especially because therapy is a dedicated chunk of time. Like for me, it's an hour a week where I really focus on my self-care. It's like I think of it as a, you know, gym for my brain and my heart. And it's so important to take care of yourself in that way. And like you said, Joy, you can't always unburden on your friends. And I think a lot of us sometimes don't talk about what's going on with us because we feel guilty asking somebody yeah. to help us work through something. But that's literally a therapist's job. And I think that's why it works so well. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drama.
I think this is such a brilliant invention, and I wish somebody had come up with it earlier, but I'm glad we have it now. You know, I've been doing theater since I was a little kid. My mom has yeah. all these videotapes of me and all these productions. And then we also have all of our family movies and all of the family photo albums and all of the everything that just takes up so much space. And I'm so grateful that Legacy Box created this whole platform to be able to condense these amazing memories down into something that's actually tangible and easy to access.
Well, and with Mother's Day fast approaching, it is a great gift for the whole family. So you can relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. You can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
Guys, the process is so easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures, and their team professionally digitizes everything by hand. In the USA, you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. It's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, again, the VHSs, my new project is that I found Jeffrey's big, huge storage containers of VHS. And he was making TV shows in the late 80s, early 90s that I never got to see. This is my chance. So
all of his pilots that never aired, right?
I love those old beta tapes.
Yes.
So you guys can do this too. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. That's legacybox.com/drama.
I spent the first trimester of my pregnancy with Gus in Puerto Rico. And if you're going to be sick and grumpy and tired, it's such a beautiful place. Like, it really fixes a lot.
It really is. I shot a movie there and I shot my first commercial there when I was 14 years old. It was so fun. And I've been back 3 times since then. My cousin used to live there and it's just a fabulous place. I love it.
I learned this word from Gina Rodriguez, who is probably the biggest Puerto Rico fan of all of us. Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than just a name. It's a way of life. It's a representation of the spirit of the island, you know?
The unique Boricua spirit infuses the music and welcoming spirit of the island in Puerto Rico. If you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Mm. Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what the rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it's always time to dance.
All I want to do now is dance with y'all. Let's go.
Well, in Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music. Puerto Rico has renowned bars and nightlife and a welcoming spirit.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
But it actually is really interesting because thinking about the sort of tessellations of that expectation to serve the group, you see our characters grappling with it. You know, Haley made a choice for herself and is punished for it. And granted, it was messy, but she's a teenager. What was she supposed to know? Peyton yeah. is having a real hard time, you know, not taking this family stuff personally and is struggling to express how she feels and has this conflict with her father because she feels betrayed. And Brooke doesn't want to get hurt. So she's putting up all these walls and boundaries and saying, like, I'm in control of this, but really she doesn't feel good about it.
Yeah.
And all these kids are just trying to figure out how to get back to normal before they were heartbroken. But you can't unbreak a heart. Mm-mm. And so you're just not the same after a heartbreak as you were when you were like an innocent little freshly hatched chickling.
Aww.
I'm going to write a country song. I'm going to write a country song called
You Can't Unbreak,
Unbreak
a Heart.
A Heart.
Oh my God,
thank you.
Please.
Joy, please write us that song. So I just
no
think
matter what you do, you can't unbreak a heart.
See? Look at you.
There it
win
is.
Win a Grammy. But I just think there's something really interesting about that, not only in the landscape of our show, but in this larger landscape of talking about how even as grown women in rooms, sometimes we don't feel like we know what to do with our feelings.
Yeah. I read a book. It's a novel. It's called Elegance by Kathleen Tessaro. I read it last year.
What a name.
And it's about a woman who's getting out of a marriage, and she's always been sort of rather frumpy and just not really given any much thought to her. What she puts forth into the world. She just shows up at work and does her thing and goes back home. And she gets a hold of this vintage book on elegance, and she starts going through the chapters for what each chapter is for. And, you know, some of it seems quite silly, how to match your handbag to your outfit and things like that. And then some of the things are deeper. And I tell you, I haven't been affected by a novel like this in a really long time, because while I was reading this novel, I found myself I related to this character so much, and I so wanted to slow down the way that she was slowing down as she was learning how to not walk into a room and apologize for herself immediately, how she was learning to slow down instead. And I found myself doing it too. Like I'm a ping pong ball around my house. If I leave something upstairs, I don't walk upstairs to get it. I run upstairs and get it. And then I run back downstairs to just sit back down on the couch where I was. Like, I can't just walk. And
that's why you have a great butt, though.
Yeah, that's why the butt's supreme.
Sorry, I just had to say it.
Hey, thanks. But I really found that it helped. I've been wanting to go back and reread it because I've gotten out of the habit that I was in. But during the month, it took me a while to read it because I was doing other things, but during the month that I was reading this book, I really slowed down, and I really was taking in the appreciation for myself, for my environment. And it wasn't a vanity thing, like, I want to be elegant. It was, I deserve to carry myself in the world in a way that reflects my value.
Wow.
And it's really beautiful. Anyway, I recommend it to you girls, but this just makes me think of that, because we
dreamy.
Do bounce. We bounce all over the place. Bing, 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 bing.
Yeah.
From point A to point Z. And sometimes we just need to slow down. And that can be hard to do when we're constantly worried if people like us or not.
Do you like me?
I really like you guys.
Yeah, I like you guys.
I like you too. I like you too.
Damn it.
Can I say one thing about Haley?
Yes.
This is the first time this episode, I don't know why, I think it was something Peyton said. I can't remember. It was one of you two. One of you twos said something about, the choice that I made. And I think for the first time I'm realizing that Haley has always been it was Peyton. Peyton was mad at Haley.
Oh,
she was telling Brooke why she was so mad at her.
She's not really mad at Haley. She's mad at Ellie.
She's mad at her mom.
Yes. But what she said wasn't totally untrue. And what I realized is that Haley actually has been a part of a unit her entire life, a family unit, all those kids, and then got married immediately, left her parents' house and got married. So no wonder she just was like, I gotta be on my own. I have to figure out how to be on my own. Yeah, it was the first time I realized that with her. Anyway, I love that.
Everyone needs that space, that time.
Yeah.
I agree with you. And I think that the way Haley came back, not bouncing all over the place, you were very still and you were very quiet, but firm. It was a strong move because another actress could have been like, please, Nathan, take me back, Nathan. It's too much. I can't bear it. And you were slow and methodical about it, and you had to repeat yourself over and over again, and it never felt stagnant or stale. It was just firm and loving, and I think that's what anybody who, like, putting myself in Nathan's shoes, if the trust is gone, firm and slow and steady is exactly what you're looking for. It's like, calm it down.
Yes,
let's remove the melodrama. Make me believe you.
And it shows that she learned something and is sure. And so this idea that she was always in a unit and never got to do something for herself, she went out. She went and had her hero's journey. She went out on her own.
Ulysses.
Sure. And that's really nice. And it's weird. As you're saying all this, Hillary, where you're like the slow and the steady, I'm like, oh, that's what Brooke is trying to get Lucas to teach her he is.
Yes.
She wants him to prove that he is sure by being slow.
I love the mirror
and steady.
Of those storylines. It's crazy. I didn't
see it until just now. But she's like, you want to, you're sure? Prove it.
Yeah.
Slow and steady. I'm going to test you. I'm going to push you. Let me see it.
Yeah.
I wonder if Brooke and Nathan are about to kind of be in the same place. Like, is Nathan going to test Haley?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't remember either, but I'm deeply curious.
Maybe that's what this episode is all about. Testing love. Like, because Peyton and her dad, guys, I had no recollection of how firm Kevin Kilner was with me in those scenes where he's like, you can be mad, but don't you dare bring your mother into this.
Yeah.
And he doesn't hug her and he never tries to like smother her with affection or anything like that. And
he sets a boundary.
Well, in my mind, because Kevin Kilner was someone who I really, really liked a lot, and we ended up working together later on White Collar. Kevin Kilner is the best and has such good dad energy. And I guess in my mind, I thought we were all like warm and fuzzy. And Larry is not warm and fuzzy with Peyton here. And she's testing his love. And instead of doing the whole like, I'm going to tell you I love you over and over again, he's like, knock it off. You're being a brat. Stop it. Like,
it's good. It's parenting.
It's so strong.
Yeah. It was hard.
Parenting.
But I love Thomas, who played my dad before, but Kevin felt like dad. Like, I wish he would have come back for weddings and things because he was so good.
I know.
And you pointed out something so interesting when he first came on screen, where we were like, oh my God, Kevin Kilner looks so much like Brian Greenberg.
Daddy issues, like,
so
honey.
Much Greenberg Peyton, energy.
They always say, like, you know, you fall in love with the virgin of your dad. And it's like, holy shit, Jake Jagowski and Larry Sawyer are
twinsies. Yeah. Yeah, Peyton's got dad issues, mom issues, best friend issues.
She has issues.
She's just a regular high school girl, man. Peyton on her walls. I love that. You know what? This is the first episode. I know Peyton's been very artistic, obviously, the last few seasons, but this is the first episode I really remember seeing the artistry coming out literally onto her walls. Pouring out of her everywhere she goes. I love that. The breaking the mold, breaking the boundaries, just like, paint on my walls.
Up
I can throw whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. That mural with those faces.
Oh my God.
And the one like hypnotist wheel and the 6 billion. That is a sense memory for me.
Yeah.
Like
the
hours we used to spend in that room. Like,
and we would like find a random face and like make up stories about that face in the crowd
like,
from the 1930s.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I remember. That's so funny.
And we would assign crew members we worked with to some of those faces and be like, that's you, Brian, or that's you, you know, like, we just stared at it for so, so long. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where that picture's from. Like,
I don't either.
I'd love that backstory. At some point, we have to have some art department members on the show because they can walk us through like the lamps of it all.
We need it.
That weird head on the desk.
We've got to do that.
I want to know where all that stuff came from.
That was a really big deal, wasn't it? That moment in the when you painted that number on the wall and that quote.
It's one of the most famous quotes of the show.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that stands alone in the zeitgeist.
We've had a lot of people get engaged using that quote. Like, and people like use it in their wedding videos and stuff. Cause that all you need is one quote is like.
I swear that's Lady Gaga's. That's where she got it. That's where she got it. It has to be.
I like the ownership.
Yeah. The repeat of her. She used that same quote over and over and over in all these different interviews. You have to Google Lady Gaga. All you need
is one. Honestly, I'm down for Gaga to be a One Tree Hill fan. Let's do it.
I wish.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Does she want to come
record
with Red Bedroom Records?
She should.
I used to get to hang out with her in Chicago. She's a babe.
And oh, that's so right.
Yeah, yeah.
She's great. I love her.
That's awesome.
I remember texting Jenny being like, it's happened. Because, you know, my girlfriend Jenny, who's one of my best friends from Wilmington, you know, we used to like take a party bus down to Raleigh to go to Gaga shows.
Yeah.
When she was touring. So like, oh my God. I was like, it's happening. I've met her.
We did. Ah!
That's so great.
We've achieved the next level in Super Mario Brothers or whatever the you know, like it felt. I was like, this is insane. I'm in the Matrix.
Yeah. Those moments are weird in life. Those level up moments where I'm just like, did I hit the right mushroom and now I'm up here? What's going on?
Like, what happened?
You guys, literally, my son just got a Game Boy from the 90s. We went to like a vintage.
Did he get Tetris?
He got Tetris, but he got Super Mario Brothers too. And so he's like, it's like we're back. Because I hear that sound, just that, nee, 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 or whatever. It's like, Gus, what are you doing? He's hitting all the mushrooms.
Go for it, Gus. You get those mushrooms.
You get them.
Guys, we have listener questions.
We do.
Do you want to, should we read some of them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, this one's like perfect. Beth wants to know who your favorite musical guest over your time on the show was.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wish we'd had Gaga on the show. God, that would've been cool.
Damn. That would've been so nice. So cool.
Right at like the beginning of her like trajectory. Oh my God. So cool.
Yeah.
Damn.
I would have loved
Did we ever end up getting like Peaches? I know you loved Peaches early on. Did she ever come on our show?
Oh my God. I loved Peaches.
Peaches. Ooh.
I know.
Guys.
We loved that fucking song.
We would play that in the trailer and make people over so and uncomfortable.
Over and over again. I loved it so much.
Oh, yeah. God. That was. I forgot about that, Joy. I'm so glad you remember.
Oh, man.
Okay, so she wasn't on the show, but anyway, I remember that.
No, I loved Grace Potter, man. Yes. I still love Grace Potter.
I love her.
Yeah, she's so talented.
Yeah, one of the best. Like, there were so many moments that were cool, but God, she's like a mirage. Like, she feels like she came from another world.
She's awesome. Angels and Airwaves, I remember too.
And that felt so cool too, because that when they came on the show, we got to do that big USO show. And it felt so special to be able to kind of use the platform of our television show to go and throw a massive event like for the troops and their families. That was special. That's when I think a lot of us were like, oh, we could do stuff with this.
Yeah. Right. We could actually do good in the world, or like at least, you know, interact with people on a more authentic basis. Like, it's one thing to go and like sign autographs and shake hands, but it's another thing to put on a show and go spend time with the families and get to know people. And that was a really special experience.
That was very cool.
Jax Mannequin was another really great get, you know?
Oh yeah.
Oh, that was my God.
That was a fun one. Yeah, we were lucky.
Yeah.
We're lucky. Anybody right now that you guys would want on? Like who right now would be?
I know who you want.
Pom Pom Squad.
That band you've been.
I know, but I wasn't even going to say that because everyone already knows that. No, I don't, I'm trying to think. Like, who do I want now? That little chick is so cute.
You know who I would love? If we were making the show right now, I would 100% make my friend Jack Garrett come and play.
Yeah.
Because he's just, God, he's just the best. And like, I love nothing more than taking people who haven't seen him perform live to a Jack Garrett show, because I'm like, your brain's going to explode. Mm. And I can't wait to watch it happen.
I love when my brain explodes.
Yeah.
It's my favorite. What about Leon Bridges? That would be some, that feels real on brand.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hot for it. All right, what's our other question?
Well, Katie says, I want to know how much of how a line is said is down to the actor, and how much is down to the director?
Depends on the director.
Truly. I will say, and we talked about this while we were watching the episode, and as we're all in our late night spice, Brooke's one-liners are getting so good.
I love them.
So good. Oh, you've got the best dialogue right now.
In the airport when Haley comes to the apartment. And I remember being so thrilled. Like the sense memory I had watching that scene when you walked in, Joy, and I went, I got room for you, but not a lot of pity.
I love it.
And I remember when we were shooting it and whatever that is, like I caught the rhythm and I was like, that's it. Mm-hmm. That's the comedy. Yeah. And I forgot the feeling because it was 20 years ago and we watched the scene and I was like, oh my God. And you guys, we've just been laughing.
At the airport?
Oh, yeah.
Lucas at the airport at the beginning was great too.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
And these aren't for me. Okay, great. Like there's my cap. God, it was and like, so
fun. What did you say? Quick, tell me you love me.
Tell me you love me. Loved it.
Oh my God. So I will say, I think like, yeah, sometimes a director will come and say, you know, put more of this under it or whatever. They don't tell you how to say something. It's like very, there's a big faux pas in our industry with what's called a line reading. If someone comes and like reads your line for you, they're emotionally fired. But man,
I actually don't mind a line reading.
Really?
If I trust the director and I trust the director. Yeah.
Yes. If it's not working, that's the thing. You have to let me try it. If I'm trying it and I'm not understanding what you're saying, just tell me. It's fine. Because if I can hear you say it the way that you think it should be said, then I can actually understand whether or not that's going to make sense for me or not. But if I don't really get what you're saying, if you can't communicate in a way that it, like, if we're just, we're missing, like you're saying it and I'm not hearing
it's like
it
for
whatever reason. Yeah. Then I don't mind. I don't mind a line reading.
I remember working on White Collar and you know, I'd just come from North Carolina for 6-7 years and I had to say some like business word and I kept saying it with like a JoJo accent and the director would just yell from behind the monitor. God, what was that word? It was something so stupid about like business contracts or some legal shit. And they were just like, where did you come from? In that situation, yes. Give me that line reading. Say it over and over again. Yeah. Spell it out phonetically. Put it on a cue card. Sign me up.
Oh, I love it. But I think that's the interesting thing. You know, directors rotate on TV. And we're there all the time. So there's just something that happens in this season where you can really see everybody kind of clicking into the next level. Mm-hmm. And something happened particularly, because I'm reliving it now, like something happened with the way that the writer's room and I like clicked into Brooke's comedy in like a deeper way. And I would just read the scripts and giggle. I was so excited.
I think they realized
everybody else was
weeping in the episode. Yeah.
Fuck, man.
God, like, I just got so excited. I'd read these lines and be like, oh, I can't wait to say that.
I'm going to fuck them up with this one.
This one's going to be really fun.
Well, you did it brilliantly. You're so good. Brooke. I love Brooke more and more every day.
Me too. God, I loved her. She was Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like, I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com. Ooh, honey, you know that I can't wear fancy shoes with a dress. I am a boots and dress woman. So now that festival and concert season are going to be all about boots, Tecovas must be your stop before attending your next concert, you guys. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparels, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. This is so important. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. And the smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to the store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. And find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I spent the first trimester of my pregnancy with Gus in Puerto Rico. And if you're going to be sick and grumpy and tired, it's such a beautiful place. Like, it really fixes a lot.
It really is. I shot a movie there and I shot my first commercial there when I was 14 years old. It was so fun. And I've been back 3 times since then. My cousin used to live there and it's just a fabulous place. I love it.
I learned this word from Gina Rodriguez, who is probably the biggest Puerto Rico fan of all of us. Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than just a name. It's a way of life. It's a representation of the spirit of the island, you know?
The unique Boricua spirit infuses the music and welcoming spirit of the island in Puerto Rico. If you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what the rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it's always time to dance.
All I want to do now is dance with y'all. Let's go.
Well, in Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music. Puerto Rico has renowned bars and nightlife and a welcoming spirit.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Well, should we spin a wheel?
I want to spin the wheel.
It's amazing that we can talk for so long. Da, 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 da,
da, da, da. I know.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. This joy.
This is joy. This is joy. 100%.
This is joy. Guys, the suspense is killing you at home. We know. This week's most likely to is who is most likely to leave their name?
It's not even a question.
Seat? And it's
not a question of who. No. It's a question of when's the last time she did it. Yeah. When's the last time, Joy?
In Charleston in November. When? A bartender.
Oh, my God. That cute guy in Charleston. We got a picture. He was spicy.
I love it so much. Yeah. She'll text us and be like, guess what I did? Oh, and we're God. Like, we know what you did. We know. It's why we love you.
We know.
Every little detail. Everything. So if
we're married,
if you
ladies,
were lucky enough everything. To have Joy Lynn saunter into your establishment, you better treat Mama well.
You might get a phone number on a receipt.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Never know.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Who are the characters? I think Brooke.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Brooke Davis. Yeah. Brooke Davis would leave her phone number on a receipt and then walk up to the waiter and Ooh. Fold it up and tuck it in.
Yes.
They would not. Yes. They wouldn't be subtle.
I agree.
But you know,
I love it.
I
too.
Like that about her.
Love it. Well, guys, our next episode is season 3, episode 2, From the Edge of the Deep Green Sea. Wow, it's so dramatic. Mm.
Ooh. Well, this
I missed you guys. I love you guys so much.
Missed you too.
We missed you.
Next time, let's report at like 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, like we'll let the fans figure out what we're up to. Our late night antics. Thanks for bearing with us, guys.
All right.
See you next week.
Love you.
Bye. Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl, you could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to CheapCaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it, so do your deal and find vacays in your price range at CheapCaribbean.com. That's CheapCaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life, and I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate, and having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth, no matter who you are. Mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my hosts as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.